Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm your host, Ray Graff. Well, if you are experiencing wanderlust, perhaps pining for London, Paris, Rome, Sydney, Antarctica, the world, and our very own region, this is a perfect show for you. The world is a big place. The region is a big place. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or just venturing out for the first time, there's a bit of planning that has to be done, a bit of thought that should go into it. We have a travel expert in the studio with us. Kim Swidler is a seasoned traveler and author. She writes the Times Union blog Travel Gal and has published several books on the topic of travel. She travels the world and region regularly with the aim of finding the best deals, food, and experiences and sharing them with her many readers. So if you're planning a trip, or even if you're not, whether it be a day trip, overseas, whatever, ask your questions now. The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. You can also comment on our website, wamc.org/voxpop. There's a spot to comment there. You can go to Facebook, facebook.com/WAMC Radio. We have a Vox Pop post there. Tweet us, if you will, at WAMC Vox Pop, or email voxpop@wamc.org. But we do love your calls. 1-800-348-2551. Kim, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks so much for asking me to come.
So you have been writing the Travel Gal blog for several years now, yeah?
Yeah, today's my anniversary, 5 years.
5 years. And you know, if you ever check in on that blog, you always have an interesting topic about where you're going or where you've been. And Iceland? Really? You just got back from Iceland?
Oh, yeah, it was great. It was a birthday present from my husband. I always wanted to see the Northern Lights. And I was trying to pick a good sweet spot, a good time to go to Iceland, because if you go too early, it might be a little warmer, but you'll have total daylight for almost 24 hours.
Yeah.
And if I went later, it would be basically total darkness, yes, but freezing weather. So this seemed to be the sweet spot of the time, and it was wonderful. On my birthday, I got to see the Northern Lights, and the next day, the Northern Lights. It was terrific. It's oddly enough, it's even though it's a very unique environment, wonderful geysers and mountains.
Volcanoes.
Volcanoes and glaciers. It's only 4 hours and 50 minutes away from JFK.
Well, that's pretty amazing. And
yeah.
So you were there for a while?
I was there. I arrived on Saturday, and I came back yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So no jet lag? No problem?
No, 5-hour time difference.
Yeah.
But
so
not
you're,
bad.
You seem pretty with it so far.
Yeah. I had a great time.
Number to call here is 1-800-348-2551. Of course, the holiday time's approaching, and that is big travel time, not necessarily long-distance travel, but regional travel.
Right.
And, you know, I got thinking about all my horrendous travel experiences as a kid or with my family. It can be a little stressful.
It can be stressful. One good thing about regional, though, is the fact that hopefully part of the stress is taken out of the whole equation. And that's because in many times when you're traveling around our area, we have so many things to do, so many wonderful things to experience, but you probably don't have to worry about taking an airplane ride, which in itself can be very, very stressful. I remember a couple of weeks, or rather about a month ago, I was traveling to see my brother, San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I was driving to Albany International Airport. And as I got there, I started getting, oh no, you know, am I actually going to get off the ground? Am I going to make my connection? Well, if you're doing something regional, you probably have more control over your travel.
Well, that's
true.
You're not beholden to an airplane full of people.
Right.
So are you a good flyer?
I am a good flyer.
So you're not nervous when you fly?
No. But I have a couple of techniques for that, too. What I like to do is, if I can, I like to get the bulkhead seats. And now the bulkhead seats are those seats which are in the very front of your category, whether it's, economy or economy plus or whatever. And if you get those, if you're lucky enough to get them, then you have much bigger leg room.
Sure.
More leg room, actually, than business.
But how do you say lucky? It is just a question of luck,
no,
right? Or
can
you pay somebody
it.
Off? Oh, you can.
No, you can request it. It depends on what type of airline you're going on. A lot of times they reserve it until the very last minute for babies and for disabled individuals.
Mm-hmm.
But I always ask. The other type of seats, and I got these were economy on Iceland Air. I got the emergency exit seats. And one problem might be that you might not be able to sit back in your seat. That's one of the regulations. But terrific legroom.
Ah.
Another thing that I do also is I try to sit, if I have a connection especially, I try to situate myself as close to the exit of the airplane.
Yeah.
As much as possible.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, because the whole thing is that you're trying to get out of the plane. You're trying to make that connection. You've got people ahead of you slowly taking their stuff out of the overhead. Hi, Joe. How you doing? Have a great vacation.
Yeah.
And you're dying there because you just want them to get out.
You're all business. Yes.
So you can make that connection.
Sure. Kim Swidler is our guest. She writes the Times Union Travel Gal blog, and we would love to hear from you. 1-800-348-2551. Let's go over to Jim in Holyoke. Jim, you're on.
Hi. I've been to Guatemala quite a few times. I love finding cheap international destinations to go to where your money goes far. Questions, I guess. Is Central America or Guatemala still fairly safe? I've kind of heard some things the past couple of years. And what is the next good, cheap international destination?
Okay, I'm so glad that you mentioned Guatemala. I was just there in April, and I had a great time. I like to find a lot of my travel savings, and I've mentioned that in my blogs, through Travelzoo, travelzoo.com. And I found this deal, Guatemala. It was gate one, I believe it was gate one, and I don't want to quote prices because I never know what it's going to be, but it was terrific. Guatemala City, it was not recommended that you go off on your own. This was April. There were a lot of, it was considered dangerous. There were people, there were police officers that were carrying machine guns. My family and I did not go into Guatemala City by ourselves. We did go to various other cities. We had a great time. So I do recommend Gate One or other tours. It was relatively safe. It was a lot of fun. It was wonderful. The Mayan ruins were phenomenal. And the next best thing, well, I thought Iceland was terrific. As I was just mentioning to Ray, that was 4 hours and 50 minutes. It was the hotel, the food, the people. I always try to look for what I call the biggest bang for your travel buck, because
yeah,
all of us really don't have a lot of time, don't have a lot of money. And I really thought Iceland was great. Now, it's getting colder, but don't forget, also, you may not know, Christmas time is going to be fabulous. They have a lot of things going on at that time.
A lot of fish. If you like fish,
yes.
Iceland's a good
spot. Yes.
1-800-348-2551 is our telephone number. Thanks, Jim, for the call. Kim Swidler is our guest. We talk travel today on the program. And, of course, far-flung travel and local travel and regional travel. There's so much to see right in the WAMC listening area. Let's go to Kathy in Kingston. Kathy, you're on.
Hi, Kathy.
Hey there. Hi. So I travel frequently alone, and I want to know if there's any tips to avoid the extra fees that they charge me, because they prefer people to travel double occupancy.
You mean by tour or by hotel room? You're talking about on a tour.
Or, actually, usually hotel rooms.
Really? I myself have not seen that with the double occupancy. I thought you might be talking about a tour. One that I've seen recently is Gutsy Women Travelers, and
uh-huh,
that's a tour that's devoted to women traveling on their own or with friends. And I know they periodically have sales going on, promotions, where that double occupancy cost is taken away, is reduced.
Okay.
And another thing, like I mentioned before, and I will mention it probably a couple of times, I really like TravelZoo.com. What they do, they're not Expedia, they're not Hotwire. What they basically do is they look at about 1,000 deals a week, and then they send you, or they advertise, what they consider to be the top 20. And at first, when I had heard about them, I thought, this is too good to be true. These prices are too good, and I especially don't want to experiment with my husband or my children. But I have been using them repeatedly all across the world. And like I said, they're not an Expedia or a Hotwire. Basically, they're telling you, this is the deal this week. Get to it as quickly as you can because the deals sell out. And then they give you the link to the tour operator or to the hotel or whatever.
Okay. Kathy, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you.
So how many trips do you take? How many vacation, work or otherwise related?
I travel as often as I can.
That's a rather vague answer.
Well, how many do you mean by per month?
Per year. How often do you get away?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about. I love New York City. New York City is my favorite city in the whole world.
Yeah.
So I go there at least twice a month, especially because my daughter goes to college there.
But that's not really, well, I guess.
That, to me, it is.
I guess there's so much to
yeah.
do. All right. Fair enough. Number to call here is 1-800-348-2551. Kim Swidler is the writer of the Times Union blog Travel Gal. We would love your calls or emails or whatever. We'll be back in a moment.
Support for WAMC comes from the Henyon Bakery, Amherst, since 1993, offering hearth-baked whole grain breads, pastries, birthday, wedding, and special occasion cakes, as well as gluten-free offerings. HenyonBakery.com. The Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College, providing exhibits, public events, and educational programs for audiences of all ages for the Capital District and beyond. 518-580-8080. H. House & Son True Value Hardware and Just Ask Rentals, Woodstock, New York. Providing energy-saving ideas for home winterizing since 1932. Behind every project is a true value. HHoused.com. Utica College. Offering a Master of Science degree in Healthcare Administration online. Utica.edu. And the Honest Weight Food Co-op, located at 100 Waterfleet Avenue in Albany. Offering local and organic produce, groceries, specialty foods, and more. HonestWeight.coop.
Vox Pop on WAMC. We talk travel today. You know, a little snow is in the forecast, cold weather, and it's always nice to think about perhaps getting away, although maybe you like the snow and you want to go north and you want to ski and whatever. Well, we happen to have a travel expert in the studio. Kim Swidler writes the Times Union blog Travel Gal, and we would love you to give us a call, 1-800-348-2551. Kim, we were in the green room before the show, and I'd mentioned, and I also mentioned at the beginning of the show, travel for me can be a very stressful thing. And you have sort of a multi-point plan for alleviating stress traveling. It's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, I learned the hard way. There are so many components to travel. And I think that because of that, people get even more stressed out because they're trying to pull it all together, especially if they're traveling with their family and their children. So what I do, it's not that schmancy, but it's something very basic, and it's sort of like my security blanket, and it works every time. What I do is I take my travel trip, and I divide it into its own components. So if you're traveling abroad, and you are first going to go to the park and fly, that's step one. And then after the park and fly, you're going to go to Albany International. And then after Albany International, you're going to then go to the ticket booth, and you're going to give them your tickets, and so on. Anyway, you break it down to its own individual components. Now, what I do, I know people have iPads, and I know they have iPhones and other things. I like to print everything out.
So that's old school.
Old school, because, I mean, I have apps, and I have all of that, but quite frankly, you can lose your iPhone. You can run out of juice and so on. I print everything out, and then I put one on top of the other, one piece of paper that represents what you're doing, what the component, together, and then I clip it. And once you're done with that step, I then put it in the back. I don't throw anything out. So, for instance, my park and fly would be on the top. Then my tickets would be on the next thing, and then the hotel would be the next thing, and so on. And once I'm done, I don't throw it out. I just have it. And I even found out in Iceland that was very important, because I had vouchers that they physically had to have in their possession. Other people didn't have that, and they actually told them to get off the bus.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Yeah. So I like it. I like it. Again, it's like a security blanket, but it's in my hand. I can use it. If for some reason that got lost, then I could use my iPhone and whatever as a backup. But even when I've traveled, like, for instance, different places have said, would you like to come visit us and so on? Why don't you talk to Joe? I print everything out. I print whatever the email was, because sometimes Joe doesn't know who I am.
Well, with that much preparation, are you exhausted by the time you leave for the trip?
No, I'm fine. I'm prepared like anybody else. And then another factor, too, is I bring snacks with me, especially if I'm going by airplane.
Will they let you do that nowadays?
Yeah, they let you do that. Because I've had many, many times where I've had to rush between connections. I don't assume anything. Another thing that I do, and I really would be delighted to hear from other people what they do in terms of food on a plane, I bring with me something like what I call the bad for you sandwich, which would be an Italian sub, because to me, I know you can bring a salad or you could bring something else, but an Italian sub for the most part doesn't spoil. And that saved me actually the last time, because when I was coming back from San Francisco to Albany, we had that horrible thing with Chicago, the Chicago airport.
You're right. Yes.
Right? Well, I almost didn't make my connection to Albany Airport. And the reason why was not because we couldn't land. We landed on the air, on the tarmac. There was a plane that was blocking us. It's not like going around, not like driving a car. You can't
drive on the shoulder.
You can't drive on the shoulder, correct. And so we were sitting there for an hour on the tarmac, not able to get around this other plane because that plane could not take off. So when we finally got out, I was rushing, but I had my silly sandwich. I didn't have to worry about it.
See, so you have done mental work leading up. In other words, you have it organized step by step,
right,
in a way that lets you completely let your mind go. As soon as you're on that vacation,
you hope. But that's the other aspect of stress. Stress can have such a negative effect on your travel for so many reasons. First of all, like I said before, you spend so much time and money on this trip. You've taken your vacation time. You've saved up for this trip. You're just going to mess up your trip if you stress out. Another factor, health-wise, is stress really messes with your immune system.
And when you're on a plane, you're subject to a lot of
coughing, a lot of whatever.
Yeah.
Another thing, too, it can mess with your back. And another big factor, too, is especially when you're dealing with planes, when you're dealing with different components, you really have to be able to bob and weave. You really have to be able to, if something goes wrong, to maneuver, to know what you have to do next. But if you get stressed out, you can't think as well.
1-800-348-2551 is our number. Kim Swidler is our guest. Let's go to Bob in Plainville. Bob.
Hi, guys. Hi, Ray. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. Kim, I have a very specific question, and it's about credit cards, using credit cards internationally.
Okay.
And we spend a fair amount of time out of the country. The international transaction fees tend to be very high on most credit cards. The ATM fees attached to that are also high. Do you know which cards, in particular, would have the lowest fees in both accounts?
I believe that a lot of the Chase cards, they have advertised now that they don't have the foreign transaction fees.
I was more specific because if you go online and you look up, lowest transaction fees, there's a list of cards that is enormous.
Right.
And, of course, if you click every single one and you look at all of, how they're written.
Right.
I wondered if you knew specifically.
Mm. Well, you mean a specific credit card?
Literally.
I deal with, I have a Chase credit card. I have a United Club card. And I love that card. That's been rated as one of the best cards for a variety of reasons.
Okay.
To my knowledge, I apologize if I'm, but I believe, and please look it up, I don't think that has a foreign transaction fee. It does have a cost to it. So that's why I'm always hesitant. I don't want, I'm sure you can afford this. It opens up a lot of it. Once you have that card, big savings is this. Usually has a promotion that you can earn, you automatically get a, I think 30,000 points, or it depends.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the promotion, depends on who you talk to.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that you automatically become part of the United Club. You can get entrance into any United Club in the world with that card. You don't have to buy the extra, pass, the $50 pass.
Right.
And I'm telling you, it's a big factor. And the reason why a lot of people don't know if they're taking the train to Penn Station, there's a special room in Penn Station, like a luxurious compared to any other place
right.
in that beautiful, beautiful
right.
station. It's gorgeous. It's all leather seats, and it's coffee and other things as well. And once you have that credit card, you automatically are in.
Well, Bob, of course, your results may vary, and we don't want this to sound like an endorsement, but you know that might be a way to start your research.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bob. We appreciate the call. Kim Swidler is our guest. She writes the Times Union blog, Travel Gal. 5th anniversary today. So nice of you to share it with us.
Oh, thank you.
Let's go to Dan in Woodstock. Dan, you're on.
Hi, Dan.
How are you today, Ray?
Good.
I have a question. It's kind of similar to the last caller, but I'm going abroad. I'm going to be in Europe in December taking a vacation, and I'm wondering what is the best currency to use. Is it best to use my credit cards or traveler's checks, or should I exchange the money when I get there? What is the best way?
Does anyone use traveler's checks anymore?
I per se don't use them, but you do it for safety? Is that it?
No, I'm just looking, what is the best way? I just want to know
am I
going to get the most bang for my buck?
What I can tell you what I do. I use my credit card because to my knowledge, I don't have foreign transaction fees, and it's safe. If something happens, I'm protected, hopefully, with regard to the travel, you know, the credit card company. But I always like to bring some money with me. And I'd love someone to tell me if they know something better. But I go to AAA. And AAA has, to my knowledge, a very good currency rate. And that's what I did for Iceland. That's what I did
for exchange?
Guatemala. Yes.
And I think Albany Airport just opened.
Did they?
I believe I saw the press release a couple of months ago.
That's
where they exchange currency over
there. Well, and the reason why I go to AAA is because, from what I've seen, they have a very good currency rate.
Okay. Dan, good
now,
luck.
Do they have locations? Just one more question.
Yeah,
do they
sure.
have locations, AAA, abroad?
No, I don't know. I apologize. Not to my knowledge, but I mean around here. I get some money in advance. And then I use my credit card. That's what I did for Iceland. That's what I did for Guatemala. That's what I did for England and for France. I like to have something in my hand. As I mentioned beforehand to Ray, I like to be prepared. So I have something, but then I use my credit card.
All right.
Because I find that it's protected that way.
Excellent. Thank you for your time.
Dan, thanks a lot. We appreciate the call. Now, I don't travel. I mean, if I go 20 miles out of town, it's a big deal for me. But I've heard horror stories from people who work here and others I've spoken to who said, well, I brought my card with me, my credit card, and then we went to London or whatever. And the credit card company stopped.
Oh, that happened to me.
Because suddenly you're in London and they're saying, well, wait, this is fraudulent.
Oh, yeah, that happened. Well, some of them do, some of them don't. That just happened to me in Iceland. I had a credit card and tried to use it, and it stopped it. It said they were worried about that.
And but so you have to call, and how long does that take?
I didn't call, actually. I was very lucky. I guess what they did was they emailed me. They emailed me. I was able to use the Wi-Fi. They emailed me, and they said, was this fraudulent? And then I went, click, no, it's not.
And then it was okay.
And a lot of them are doing that more and more.
Yeah. Well, that can really throw kind of a...
Yeah, it definitely can. I always
wrench in the works.
I bring more than one credit card with me just in case.
Yeah.
But that is what they're now. A lot of the credit card companies are now promoting that that they won't automatically shut you off. Oh, but another factor is before you go, let them know.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, let's go to. By the way, we're joined by Kim Swidler today on Vox Pop. We talk travel. Let's go to Bradley in West Stockbridge.
Hi, Bradley.
Hi, how are you? I'm enjoying your show. I just got on, so you may have covered some of these points. I travel internationally, maybe two or three times a year, but domestically probably two dozen.
Wow.
And I have a standard pack, which includes wipes, and you may have mentioned this.
No, I didn't.
But use the Germex, or whatever, it doesn't matter what brand, but the wipes to wipe down the seat, the seat belt, the light fixture, the tray, wipe everything down. I put my little Kool-Aid packages so I can buy water and make drink, and I'm not stuck with water. And I always pack a sandwich. I think you mentioned early on that you get some kind of Italian sub.
Yeah, time do you pack? What type do you pack?
I just pack a sandwich in foil. I do it the night before. I put it in. I know it's only one part of the trip, but just in case you get stuck like you did in Chicago, I've been stuck flying in California. You can't get to San Francisco because of the fog, and You have no time in a connection. So you've got something in your bag, and it'll last all day, and it's fine.
Yeah, it's very comforting, isn't it? Because you just know you're not racing around trying desperately to wait in line for a piece of pizza. You know, you have something, even if you don't use it, even if you don't need to at the end. You just know that you have something, just in case.
You're absolutely right. On my international trips, you'll get a big kick out of this. I'll pack a bag of jerky.
Oh.
Beef jerky or turkey jerky. Because it'll last forever.
Sure.
Yeah.
Good
That's
plan.
Great.
In an emergency, you're good to go. On your credit cards, your comment about calling ahead of time is absolutely crucial. And most of the affinity cards now will waive the foreign transaction fees if you get one of their high-end affinity cards. So you have no transaction fee. But be sure and remind your listeners, they need to make sure they get the new credit card for Europe. They've got to have an RFID chip or it's not going to work.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Oh, really? Good to know. Thank you.
Bradley, thanks a lot for the call. 1-800-348-2551 is our number. Catherine, I believe, is next. Catherine in Salisbury, Connecticut.
Hi, Catherine.
Yes, hello. This is fun to listen to.
Thank you.
I travel a lot. I'm a train traveler as well as airline. And for train, I'm usually well-fed, but I always travel with nuts, almonds, things like that. In addition to the people nuts, I travel.
Well done.
with the food nuts. And I find that almonds are great, and some dried fruit, something like that. And it's usually something at an airport or a train station that I'm able to buy if I don't have it ahead of time. So that's a non-spoiler. And I am also a nervous traveler. I do something very similar to what you mentioned earlier, Kim, about downloading everything, despite the fact that I have my smartphone with me. But Staples, or probably any office supply, has plastic transparent folders. They're foldovers, you know, with a little string, that are a little larger than 8.5 by 11 size.
Oh.
So they weigh nothing. And they come in colors or clear. They're usually in a pack of 10. So the pale colors or the clear are wonderful to put the documents in. And as I go through the various stages, I have, of course, the next one coming up. So whether it's directions or the number I'm going to need. So sometimes I don't need to take the document out, but I can actually see through and, you know, not security-wise worry if somebody is taking my wallet out of my purse while I'm, you know, trying to fumble around with the papers.
Yeah.
That's so great because also, worst-case scenario, you're trying to navigate with coffee or whatever, and you spill
it
that way with a clear cover. You don't have to worry about it. That's terrific. Thank you.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you both.
Bye-bye. Thank you. 1-800-348-2551. Don in Great Barrington. Don.
Hi, folks.
Hi.
I, some years ago, was flying, and we made a fuel stop at a place which I won't name unless you want, and I'd be glad to tell you. And everybody got off for the fuel break, and but one of the flight crew was a minority, and they said that he could not get off the plane there. They allowed no minorities at their location. So the pilot actually argued with him to no avail, and then he said, well, none of my crew is going to get off. Then we won't go in and spend money in your town and stuff like that. Well, they finally came to that the person could get off but go only into the terminal and not go beyond the terminal, and that's what their whole flight crew did. Now, what my question is, that since I say that was some years ago, is there any restriction that you know of today where minorities might feel unwelcome or less than comfortable going, please?
I have not experienced that. I have not seen that. No. Have you, Ray?
No, but then again, I travel to Schenectady, it's a long trip, so.
No, that's horrible. No, I have not seen that.
Well, thanks, Don.
Okay. Thank you for letting us know,
call.
Don.
1-800-348-2551, our number. Let's take one more before the next break and go to Bob and Claverick. Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. All this talk about travel and everything, I just wondered, the most important aspect of traveling, I think, is the person who takes care of it for you, and that's a travel agent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you have any comments about the value of a travel agent?
Sounds like Kim does a lot of this on her own.
That's true. I do a lot of it on my own. Sometimes I'm sure that travel agents are very, very important. For myself, I do a lot of it, and if I don't, I actually go to a tour, such as Gate One and so on. I'm sure that travel agents are very valuable in terms of bobbing and weaving as to certain things, and maybe they know about special deals and special rates. But personally, I go deal on my own. I find out the bargains myself, and I organize it.
But this is what you live for.
Yes, this is my passion.
Yeah. And some people don't. Don't want to deal with
that. No. So I'm sure that travel agents are very valuable.
Yeah, there's not many of them left, unfortunately.
No.
The ones that are still around weathered the storms and seem to be doing well again.
Yeah. And we've had a couple on this program over the last 6 or 8 months. And the primary storm, of course, was 9/11, which put the kibosh on travel in so many ways, psychologically and every other way. But those who are still around say things are improving. Hey, we got to take a break here, Bob. But thanks for the call.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. Yep.
Number to call here is 1-800-348-2551. Kim Swidler is our guest. And, oh, there's more time. We'll get to your calls in just a moment.
Support for WMT comes from NatureLogues, nature photography by Scott Stoner and Denise Hackert Stoner, photo sales, note cards for the holidays, slack presentations and workshops, bringing you the beauty of nature, naturelogues.com. NBT Bank, offering trust and fiduciary services, investment management and retirement planning for individuals and businesses, nbtbank.com. Berry Price Architecture, since 1996, specializing in buildings that integrate modernism and sustainability with regional materials and aesthetics, berrypricearchitecture.com. Proctor's presenting Dancing Pros Live, hosted by Alan Thicke and starring Edita Slawinska and Chelsea Hightower, Saturday, November 22nd at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., proctors.org for tickets. And Kent Hicks Construction, West Chesterfield, Massachusetts, specializing in energy-efficient, net-zero, passive house, home building, deep energy retrofits, and historical restorations, serving Western Massachusetts. KentHicksConstruction.com.
One of the lovely things about having a great guest is the guest does much preparation. And my guest, Kim Swidler, today was asked by our producer, Jessica Blaustein Marshall, to talk a little bit about some of the great regional ideas for travel. And, you know, you really did your homework, Kim Swidler.
Thank you.
What do you got?
Oh, well, there are a lot of regional things. There are a lot of things, great, wonderful things. I'm in the capital area. I'm in Albany. You could go to Hudson. You could go to, for instance, Café de la Perche on Warren Street and go to the vintage clothing stores and the antique stores.
Alan is fond of calling Hudson the New Brooklyn.
Yes, right. It's got a lot of great things.
Yeah.
And that's not bad. That's very close to us, about 20 minutes by train and 40 minutes probably by driving. You can also travel to the Dutchess County area. I like to do a lot of mom and me things with my kids. They're growing up now. One of my daughter's 18. My son is 15. My son doesn't as much want to, you know, be with his mom, but he does a couple of things with me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, with my daughter, I like to go to, say, Woodbury Commons, which is like off of Exit 16
shop,
on the thruway.
Shop, yeah.
And then we go to Exit 18, the Culinary Institute of America.
Oh,
fabulous.
Yeah.
It's considered the Harvard of the cooking schools. Mm-hmm. And we go to the Apple Pie Bakery Cafe, which is open Monday through Friday. You don't have don't need a reservation. You don't have to dress fancy. It's just fun. It's like a combination thing. I also like the CIA because they have a lot of parent and teen cooking courses. I have to say, not exactly overwhelmingly cheap. It's about $500 for the two of you, but it's 6 hours. You get a load of food. You have cookbooks that you go with, that you leave with, and you get a tremendous amount of fun and education.
Yeah.
And a lot of other things, too, like the Rhinebeck Aerodrome, which is really wonderful. It has four hangars of antique planes, and you can, this is more in the summertime, but you can go in a biplane. They have a stunt pilot.
Cool.
Stunt pilot.
Also, have you done that?
Yeah, I love that.
So you've gone up
yeah.
in a biplane?
Yeah, I've done that.
An old plane.
Yes.
A very, very old plane.
Yes.
Do you wear a parachute?
No, but I've actually flown Beechcraft airplanes.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what haven't you done, Kim Swidler?
I don't know, but I will find out.
All right.
And a lot of other things. There's my most romantic place around this area, probably a lot of people have heard of it, is Earl West. Have you heard of Earl West? It's in Lake George. Remember Charlie Wood? He owned Storytown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Storytown, I remember.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, he owned this beautiful Queen Anne castle-like structure, and it's right on Lake George. It's very lovely, and it's like a bed and breakfast now.
Oh, great.
It's terrific.
Is that a year-round thing?
Yes,
it's
a year-round thing.
Fantastic. All right, let's go back to the phones, and let's go to Jocelyn in North Adams. You're on.
Hi, Jocelyn.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call. My question is in regards to travel applications. I work as an international tour leader, so I probably do about 15 international trips a year.
Wow.
I was quite surprised, actually, when I heard that you print out all of your confirmations, as there's such a plethora of great travel apps that I use and a lot of the people that I take on tour use.
Yeah, what do you like?
I love TripIt. Are you familiar with that one?
Yes, I have. You know what it is? I agree with you. I think that there are a tremendous amount, but I think that what concerns me is I have lost my iPhone. I have lost my iPad. Sometimes I'm running around and I'm out of juice. And sometimes also, and you probably have seen this too, where you need something physical in your hand to be able to show to somebody a voucher. And I agree with you. Travel apps like TripIt are wonderful, but I just feel myself more comfortable to have a hard copy as well. But what besides TripIt do you like?
Oh, no, I find TripIt's excellent. I find that's probably the one that I use the most. And then there's a great app that's called Everlater that helps you kind of keep track of your trips and share your trips with the people, you know. So if I take a group to, let's say, Cuba, we'll all exchange emails, and then we can share photos and things like that on the website, and it's not like we just have to send all these big files via email. But in terms of organization, I think that's a personal preference about liking having papers and having things that you show someone. You know, I think that's also kind of in relation to travel agents. You know, the age of travel agents, you mentioned that it's because of 9/11, that there are not as many travel agents. I agree, but I also think there's so much more access to information, and people like to explore the web, and even if they don't have the time to explore the web, there are ways in which you can find that information and plan your own trip, no matter what your budget is.
Okay. I think you're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Well, thank you, Jocelyn. We appreciate the call.
Thank you so much.
I get the feeling, my read on you is that you want to print this stuff out just for the psychological comfort of the whole thing.
I think so, but psychological, but also, as I said beforehand, I went to Iceland. They needed to have those vouchers. They had barcodes on them.
Right.
So you would think they would be able to scan them.
Sure.
The problem is you're dealing with a lot of people. And you're not sure whether they're going to want you to hand it to them or scan it or if the scanner's going to work. It is psychological, but I've had to use it. Like I said beforehand, too, I've been invited to, as travel gal, to come visit certain locations. And someone will tell me, well, go to Discovery, Times Square, and so-and-so will let you know. Well, I get there. Or Kensington Palace, it happened to me. Who are you?
Right, right.
So here I am, and I give them the email. And yes, I could try to scroll up and try to shove my iPhone in front of them. But if I just give them a piece of paper with the email, you know, hi, Kim, go to so-and-so, it handles it in 2 seconds.
I think you got a good point there. Let's go to Ellen in Albany. Ellen, you're on.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. And, Kim, I shared a wonderful experience in Iceland back in June.
Wonderful.
And I wanted to make a comment and a question. My comment actually had to do with the trip. When the other person called in and was concerned about having the additional supplement if you were a solo traveler, and this company, which is a wonderful travel company called OAT, Overseas Adventure Travel, they're you can't beat their prices. Number one, the quality of where we stayed in Iceland, or, you know, they travel worldwide. And they're so well organized, and you want paperwork, they'll send you gobs of paperwork. And everything about it was just so well done, and they do not have any kind of, you know, additional supplements. So when I traveled with my friend, we both had our own room, and there was absolutely no additional cost. And so I just wanted to put that out.
Thank you. That's great to know.
Yeah, OAT, and OAT. It's very well known, and a lot of people just stay with them because they travel worldwide, and the prices and the quality is really unbeatable. Now, I do have a question, however. It's about being either a solo traveler looking for other people who want to go on snorkeling trips and having a snorkel buddy, or also if there's a way to find out how to even research you know, whether it's a travel company or whatever it is that may be doing pretty much that kind of a trip, or finding other people and put our own trip together, but specifically more towards us, you know, snorkeling and that kind of activity.
You mean like a common, like a some kind of organization that can, since you're interested in snorkeling, somebody else might be interested in snorkeling, and then you get together and you go on a trip together?
Yeah, a kind of network, either with another one or two other people who have that in common, just a way to network, like a match.com kind of thing, or company, or like OAT or any kind of company that does trips.
Okay.
But either they combine it with, you know, going to Peru and Galapagos or something. So I was sort of at a loss how to narrow
it
down.
I'm going to look that up. But I know that there are various in our area, there are various snorkeling and scuba diving companies. Maybe they would be able to let you know.
Help a little networking happen. Yeah. Ellen, thanks a lot
for
the call.
Thank you. Sorry.
Do you do
that.
Any snorkeling yourself when you're out traveling?
Not that much.
No. I suspect that probably Iceland is not the place to do that.
Not right now, at least.
All right. Let's go to Anne in Scotia. Anne, you're on.
Hi, Anne.
My comments have to do with money. I feel that traveler's checks are the absolutely worst thing to take on a trip, because it's very difficult to get them cashed over there. I haven't taken traveler's checks for several years, and the last time, and I think this is generally true of all traveler's checks, I had to deal with two different lines in a bank and struggle with people who didn't really speak that much English, and I didn't speak their language. And it's just very time-consuming and very difficult. And banks are often, they have restricted hours. So I like to take some cash, and you can often exchange that at the hotel, though the rates would not be good, or at some of the exchange places along the street, and the exchange rates are somewhat better, but it's convenient. The best way, I think, is really an ATM card, because then it's just easy. There are ATM machines all over.
Yeah.
All over the world.
And they're very easy to use, and they're effective.
Okay.
Now, the other thing, both with the ATM card and any credit card you take, you must call the companies. The phone numbers on the backs of the cards a few days before you start on your trip, because they'll want to know when you're leaving, your destination, when you're coming back, where you're flying back from. And otherwise, your cards will be frozen, and you will be unable to use them.
Oh, thank you for telling us that.
Anne, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Anne. I appreciate that.
1-800-348-2551 is the number. Gordon in Rochester, New York. Rochester, you're on.
Hi, Gordon.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good.
Good. I one of the things that I found was really nice to do on a long trip, especially overseas trip, is to bring a pad of paper, and on the way back, I would write down a diary of day by day what I did, and I usually did it in the form of a letter to my parents, and I would keep a copy of that. And what it, you know, while I was still fresh in my mind, I would get all the details down and all my impressions, and it was nice to share it with them. But the other thing was, when I would when I get home, I'd put that, take a copy of that, put it in a notebook with pictures and things like that. And then when I refer to it later on, maybe 10 years later on, a lot of things that I had forgotten over time came back. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that meal. And I remember what we had.
I agree with you, yeah.
And it was just a great way to spend, you know, the boring time on, you know, the return flight. Mm-hmm. It's just to document that and get it all down. And it, I've done it for a number of trips, and it's worked out very well.
Maybe you should do a blog.
You should.
That's well, that's the other way to do it is to do it a blog. But I'm more of a writer than a, you know, a blogger.
All right, fair enough. That's Kim will have no competition then. Yeah. That'd be fine. Gordon, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. That's terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go over to John in Hopewell Junction. John, you're on.
Hi, John.
Yeah, hi. I'm interested in going to Brazil, but going to the Bahia of Providence. Do you know anything at all about that?
No, I apologize. I don't know anything about it. So where are you? You're going to Brazil, but you're going through where? I'm sorry?
The Bahia of Providence is the northern part of Brazil.
No, I don't know much about it, but I can always, you know what I can do? I can look that up, and I can write a blog about it.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And that's the Travel Gal blog at the
right.
Times Union.
And I will say that John asked me.
All right,
so,
fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thanks a lot for the call. Let's go over to Dottie in Warwick, New York. Dottie, you're on.
Hi, Dottie.
Hi, Ray. It's Dottie. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you here.
Thank you very much. I love your show and your station.
Thank you.
And it's been great, great information so far. I have a quick question for you. My daughter is planning on going to France for 6 months next year, and I'm wondering about health insurance, like travel gap insurance, excursion insurance. What do you guys recommend for, because it's a long time. She's been for a month at a time, and I haven't worried about it too much, but just this last week, she fell and broke her foot.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, if that was to happen while she was away, how would I handle that, you know, insurance-wise or financially and that kind of stuff?
Is she covered by health insurance now?
Yes, she is, yes. But I've called, and the company that she's with does not cover her overseas, internationally.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Okay. That's interesting that you should mention that, because my daughter is going to be studying abroad next year in Florence, so I'm curious as that to
is it with school?
Yes.
So perhaps school would be the one to talk to, and maybe they have something that they recommend to the families that they've, you know, they've gone before.
Is that how your daughter's doing it, too?
No. She's graduating from Orange County Community College, and then she'll be working for a bit to save up, and then she's going to be going actually, it's going to be the following year, the 16th, spring of 2016. So she's going to be already have graduated, and this is, you know, going over to visit friends that she's met, you know, through high school and college and stuff like that. And she's going to spend the time to travel, which is wonderful. I just am concerned about
the
health insurance piece.
Yeah.
So this is not a school program she is doing.
No, no. Okay. This is Jamie wanting to go hang out with friends and do Euro Rail. And while she's young, I say go. But I'm, you know, as a mom, I'm like, Aaron, what about the insurance bit?
That's a great question.
Yeah, thanks, Ray.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. But again, as I said to the other gentleman,
John,
I would like to look that up because I'd be curious myself.
Oh, cool.
So,
that would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be great. And and like I said, I think, you know, somebody was telling me about gap insurance, but I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Does she have insurance? So she wouldn't have any regular health insurance now, or you said that she has
would.
It,
she would
but
still,
it wouldn't be covered.
As far as I know, she would still be covered here in the U.S.
But not
in internationally, France. And that's, you know,
okay, that's
Canada. I think they would said Canada's okay, but nowhere else.
Okay. Mm. All right, so I'm going to write something about that.
All right,
okay,
well,
very cool. Now, how would I find that?
A Travel Gal, timesunion.com.
Okay. And just look
slash
at your blog.
Travel Gal, yes.
Okay, I'll find it. Not a problem.
Thank
Fantastic.
You very much.
All right, thanks, guys. You're the best. Take
thanks,
care. Bye-bye.
Dottie. We appreciate it. All right, so we're just about out of time.
Okay, so if I can mention a couple other things that are coming
our
way.
Yeah, you have 20 seconds.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I recommend New York City.
Yes.
I recommend, that's my favorite city in the world. I recommend that if people are going around Thanksgiving time, it's terrific. The day before Thanksgiving, there's the Thanksgiving balloon blow up.
Where
they blow up the balloons right next to the American Museum of Natural History. That museum has a wonderful exhibit now on volcanoes and other natural disasters.
Okay.
I also recommend considering going even, you know, further to New Jersey. The Jersey City now is revitalizing itself. It's 1 hour away by the PATH train. I also recommend a wonderful tour that I've taken beforehand. It's going to be just finished, but it's coming up again Mother's Day. It's the New York Junior League. It was a great house tour.
Well, Kim, we're out of time, but we'll have you back. You have so much to say, and we had so much fun today. Support comes from Boyden and Perrin, Amherst, Massachusetts, offering lawn and garden equipment, parts, and service to customers throughout Western Massachusetts, a family-owned business for over 50 years, BoydenandParron.com. Fleury Lumber, Route 10, East Hampton, offering interior eco-friendly paint, including Benjamin Moore, Natura, and Aura, providing advice and assistance for projects small and large, FleuryLumber.com. And Washington County Tourism and the towns and villages therein, featuring museums, art venues, farmers markets, specialty shops for holidays and gift certificates, WashingtonNYCounty.com. Thanks again to Kim Swidler. It is Travel Gal. That's a blog at thetimesunion.com. Thanks to Zach Malloy at the controls. Thanks to Mary Vetter for answering the calls. Our producer, Jessica Blaustein Marshall. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow, hold the fort. It's a Food Friday.
CEL HD 91.9 Plattsburgh, WCAN HD 93.3 Canajoharie, WANC HD 103.9 Ticonderoga, WAMQ HD 105.1 Great Barrington, WWES HD 88.9 Mount Kisco, WANZ HD 90.1 Stamford, WANR 88.5 Brewster, WAMC AM 1400 Albany.
Support for WAMC comes from Field Goods, providing year-round deliveries of produce from local